Wait a minute, some part of my mind was saying. I poked my head out from under the blanket, careful this time not to blind Cord. This is just plain creepy, I said.
That's the same word Leo used,
Rosk shouted back.
Why do you guys all think it's creepy? Cord wanted to know.
Please supply a definition of the oft-used fluckish word creepy, said Fra Jad.
I tried to explain it to the Thousander, but primitive emotional states were not what Orth was good at.
An intuition of the numinous, Fra Jad hazarded, combined with a sense of dread.
Dread is a strong word, but you are close. Now I had to answer Cord's question. I made a few false starts. Then I saw Saman watching me, and I got an idea. Saman here is an expert on information. Communication, to him, means transmitting a series of characters. Like the letters on this shock absorber, Cord asked.
Exactly, I said.
But since the cousins use different letters and have a different language, a message from them would look to us like something written in a secret code. We'd have to decipher it and translate it into our language. Instead of which, the cousins have decided here
to bypass language, Saman said,
impatient with my floundering.
Exactly.
And instead, they have gone directly to this picture. You think they put it there for us to see? Cord asked.
Why else would you go to the trouble to put something on the outside of your ship? They wanted to mark themselves with something they knew we'd understand, and that is what's creepy. The fact that they just knew in advance that we'd understand this.
I don't understand it, Cord protested.
Yet. But you know what it is. And we could get you to understand it a lot faster than we could decipher an alien language.
It looks to me as though Fra Jad has already worked it out. My eye had fallen on a leaf in his lap that bore a copy of the diagram, with some marks and notations that he had added as he had worked through the logic of the proof.
Logic. Proof. The cousins had these, had them in common with us.
With us who lived in consense, that is.
A vout with nukes. Roaming from star system to star system in a bomb-powered consent, making contact with their planet-bound brethren.
Oh, snap out of it, Raz, I said to myself.
Yes, said Fra Jad, who'd been watching my face. Please do.
They came, I said.
The cousins did, and the secular power picked them up on radar, tracked them, worried about them, took pictures of them, saw that. I pointed to the proof on Fra Jad's lap. Recognized it as an avout thing, got worried, figured out that the ship had been detected somehow by at least one Fra, Orlo.
I told him about it, Saman said.
What?
Saman looked uncomfortable. But I'd gotten it all so badly wrong that he couldn't contain himself. He had to straighten me out.
A communication reached us from the secular power, he said.
Us meaning the Eta?
A third order reticule.
Huh?
Never mind. We were told to go in secret, bypassing the hierarchs, to the consent's foremost cosmographer and tell him of this thing.
And then what?
There were no further instructions, Saman said.
So you chose Orlo?
Saman shrugged.
I went to his vineyard one night while he was alone, cursing at his grapes, and told him this. Told him I had stumbled across it while reviewing logs of routine mail protocol traffic.
I didn't understand a word of his Eta gibberish, but I got the gist of it. So, part of your orders from the secular power were to make it seem that this was just you, acting on your own.
So that they could later deny that they had anything to do with it,
Saman said,
when it came time to crack down.
I doubt that they were so premeditated,
Fra Jad put in, using a mild tone of voice, as Saman and I had become heated, conspiratorial.
Let us get out the rake, Jad went on. The secular power had radar, but not pictures. To get pictures, they needed telescopes and people who knew how to use them. They did not want to involve the hierarchs. So they devised the strategy that Saman has just explained to us. It was only a means of getting some pictures of the thing as quickly and quietly as possible. But when they did get the pictures, they saw this.
He rested the palm of his hand on the proof in his lap.
And then they realized that they'd made a big mistake, I said.
in a much calmer tone than before. They had divulged the existence and nature of the cousins to the last people in the world they'd want to know about them.
"Hence the closure of the Starhenge and what happened to Orlo,"
Saman said.
"And hence me in this fetch, as I have no idea what they'll want to do to me."
I found it strange to hear an Ita voicing such a fear, since usually it was we who worried about their sneaky tricks, such as the one that had ensnared Orlo. Then my point of view snapped around and I saw it his way. Precisely because people believed the things they did about the Ita, no one was likely to believe Saman's story or stand up for him if all of these doings broke out into the open. "So you made this copy of the tablet and kept it so that you would have
something," he said, "that I could leverage."
"And you showed yourself in Klesthra's eye, announcing, in a deniable way, that you knew something, that you had information."
"Advertising," Saman said,
and the shape of his face changed, whiskers shifting on whiskers, his way of hinting at a smile. "Well, it worked," I said. "And here you are, on the road to nowhere, being driven around by a bunch of Diolaters." Cord got fed up with hearing Orth and moved up to the front of the fetch to sit with Rosk. I felt sorry, but some things were nearly impossible to talk about in Fluckish.